We talked a little bit about this yesterday. The Secret Service wants schools across the United States to establish threat assessment teams.
Yeah.
Now,
that's to prevent future school shootings.
And now we're hearing from a Secret Service office here in Phoenix from a special agent, and they're saying, listen, this is what we like to see happen in the Valley. So is there a way that the Secret Service could give some ideas to Valley schools about, hey, let's make sure we're all safe, let's protect the schools, and let's make sure there isn't a shooter?
All right, let's talk to Christina Beloud. She's the special agent in charge of the Secret Service office right here in Phoenix. Christina, Mac and Gatos, how are you today?
Oh, fine, guys. How are you?
Good, good.
The one thing, I guess, that I'm a little confused on is in this report, because the Secret Service, I think, according to the report, you guys have had this special assessment or this threat assessment team for over two decades. You've interviewed multiple people, multiple shooters who remained alive, basically. And what you say is that as far as school shootings, it's not just white kids that do poorly in school or are awkward. It could be an A student. It could be an F student. It could be the head of the football team, the captain of the football team. It could be a loner that likes to wear black every day. It seemed to me that it's so nebulous. Why would you put out some kind of report if there's really no pattern here?
That's a great question. What it boils down to is what we're looking for are stressors. We're looking for emotional issues that students have. Is there any desperation or despair that they've gone through? So the Secret Service, we're in the business of evaluating threats against the president, right? First and foremost.
Right.
So we've done, as you can imagine, extensive research on all of the viable threats throughout all administrations since the beginning of time. We're 152 years old this year. So it was a nice parlay into violence against our schools and our children. Based on the best practices that we've learned through the years of investigating threats against the president, again, there's really no profile, if you will, against threats against the president either. So we've learned that there are usually some sort of a stressor in life or some type of event, significant event in a person's life that has caused them to feel this despair and to move toward violence as a solution.
Okay. Christina Beloud is joining us, special agent in charge of the Secret Service office in Phoenix. So you guys are saying every school needs to have a threat assessment team.
Right.
Who's on the team?
So the National Threat Assessment Center is just a component of the Secret Service, and it's really our sort of center where we're gathering all this information and trying to put out the best product that we can to the public to help everybody. So the National Threat Assessment Center has put out just some guidelines on what the schools can do. We're desperate out there for some guidelines. So we're not just necessarily saying there should be a threat assessment team full of, you know, highly trained ninjas. What we're looking for are people in the mental health world, school resource officers, educators, athletic directors, coaches, people who have everyday interaction with multiple students to learn about what to look for, and then work together as a team in that school and try to come up with an assessment, a set of, like a checklist of things that they can look at and say, okay, this is a student of concern, or this is a group of students that we have concern over. And then instead of and really take a proactive approach to intervening and talking to these people, learning about what's going on in their lives, providing them some assistance, giving them some guidance, talking with the parents, trying to alleviate whatever stressor that they might be feeling at that time and try to avoid an unwanted outcome at the school.
Christina, is it like, this is how it plays in my mind. You've got a boardroom table at a school, right? And you've got some teachers and mental health workers and maybe the resource officer and a coach or, you know, maybe even a parent or some students, and they sit at this table. Are they discussing, well, Johnny, who's in ninth grade, could shoot the school up? And they name him by name, and they start talking about individuals. Is that what we're going
to
do?
I don't know. That remains to be seen. What we're trying to give is autonomy to the schools. Again, we're providing a framework And giving some autonomy to, of the schools, because each school is different. All the demographics are different. Their locations are different. Their access to mental health is different. So we want to just provide a framework where students or where schools can look at their student body and figure out what works best for them. Sure. I don't know that sitting around a boardroom would be the best call for action unless there's or the best response unless there's some action they can take that's, again, that's helpful, right? What we don't want to do is, you know, corner a student or make them feel like they're being victimized
right.
in another way.
Right.
So the importance here is to do it in a thoughtful, meaningful, constructive way so that we can bring these kids around and teach them and show them that violence is not the answer, that lashing out is not the answer, talking to somebody is the answer. I think But foremost, we want to prevent these. And so by preventing them, you look at the stressors in lives. You listen to – so almost 81% of all of these events have been predicated upon some type of some type of behavior, a tweet, a Facebook post, some innocuous comment to a friend. So they're all preventable if we know what we're looking for. So what we're trying to do is sort of break down the barriers and really the stigma about mental health and encourage people to talk about it as regularly as they would talk about, you know, what they had for dinner.
Okay.
I think it should be that easy to talk about.
All right, Christina Beloud, the special agent in charge of the Secret Service office in Phoenix. The Secret Service assesses people and individuals all the time. Christina, which one of us is a narcissist? Can you tell?
You know what? I have to look at you. And since I'm not in studio, no, I'm just kidding.
Good answer.
Oh, I can tell you which
yeah,
one.
Yeah, exactly. Christina, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right. So the Secret Service office in Phoenix urging schools to establish teams for campus threats.
We'll see how many schools actually do it in Phoenix.